you gotta get it straight. There you go.
At Highview Hills Park in Dayton, students from Dunbar Urban Agriculture are out here building something, not just for a grade, but for their community. This park isn't used much, not because it isn't beautiful, but because it hasn't been easy to move through. I joined high school students from Dunbar Urban Agriculture Program while they worked hard to enhance this natural space. First, I spoke to Nessa Moyer, who told me what they are up to out here today.
We're out here building bridges so that people can be able to access the trails and so that they can be able to have somewhere to walk at when they come to this park, because people don't usually come here because it's not as accessible. And they don't know that this park is here a lot of the time either, because I didn't know. But now maybe because it'll be more accessible and it'll be easier to walk through, maybe people will come here and be able to walk in here.
Then I talked to students Carmelo Blackford, Raquel Ortiz, and Emmanuel Musavini.
Why was it important to you to do this? I mean, especially with it being so much hard labor, like what did it mean to you to have this done?
Basically, so just anybody who wants to walk up on the trail, you know, so it can be easier for them. You know, people might have, you know, disabilities and they want to walk on it easier.
What we're trying to do is trying to make this place a little better. And last time we planted, like some trees, and we were able to explore here, you know, get to know the area a little bit. It was really nice. I personally enjoyed the nature. I love to see, you know, the animals, and I love to see the water, the trees, and the wind, and the weather's getting better, you know.
Yeah, I live right close by here. It's important to me because I want to be able to come here with my friends.
You get off just a little bit, and then it starts spinning out, and then you can strip this out, and then we're done. So you want to make sure that everything is straight in line.
And then I spoke to another student, Alexander Joseph.
I was mostly inside, like I'm an indoorsy person, but I didn't know how to kayak anything, but this program really helped me out, just exploring, coming outside, really enjoying the flowers and the trees and the bees, you know. To see projects that we have in mind come to fruition is just beautiful.
It's been great seeing some of the young people that are like super excited, even the ones that are a little hesitant about the outdoors, really getting acclimated, getting comfortable.
That's Niani Brown. She works with the City of Dayton's Office of Sustainability, and she's been out here with the students watching this whole project unfold. Niani shared that deeper connection to nature matters for the students.
Like I said last week, they were out planting trees. Like every student planted at least one tree. They were out identifying salamanders and crawfish and morels and all of these things. And it was just so great to see how like interested they were, to see them like hanging out, to see how much they were enjoying themselves. You know, just knowing that this is contributing to their graduation, but it's also contributing to them like as a human being, as a person.
And that's what community and connection looks like. More than a trail that people can walk through. It's a place young people can point to and say, we built this. Their teacher, Mr. Houston, later sent me an email thanking me for amplifying voices that aren't always as valued as they should be. As someone who came up through Detroit Public Schools, I felt that. Keep up with the students on Instagram at Dunbar Urban Agriculture. For WYSO, I'm Trey Grace. And we outside.